2012 National FFA Proficiency Winner in Equine Science. This is Hoofbeat on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. The 2012 National FFA Proficiency Winner in Equine Science is Elizabeth Hayes of the Marysville, Ohio FFA Chapter. Elizabeth turned success in the show ring into a business. Let's learn more about this National Proficiency Winner. What's the feeling like to, first of all, walk on stage at the National FFA Convention, and then second, to hear your name called as a National Proficiency Winner?
It is unreal. I was surrounded by girls with excellent projects of their own, so I didn't know what to expect. So when I heard my name, I was in disbelief.
Let's talk about your proficiency area and what it includes.
I have my own horse training business where I give lessons to children and adults, and I also train horses for the all-around quarter horse disciplines. I also had a two-year-old gelding that I trained and sold in a business partnership.
So how did it all come about?
When I was in 4-H, I would give some people some free help when I saw them having some troubles with their horses. I knew what it felt like to be successful in the show ring, so I wanted others to feel that success as well. This then went into a business for me as people started actually paying me to help them. By word of mouth, I gained more clients and eventually started training horses.
So who back home has been there all along to give you that support that you've needed along the way?
First of all, my mom. She has been there forever. She was not able to show horses and have horses as growing up, so she wanted to make sure that I was in the horse industry. Also, the trainers that I worked with that I learned all of my skills from, and also my ag teacher, Mrs. Anderson. I couldn't have done any of this without her.
So what will it mean to your home chapter to go back as a National Proficiency Winner?
I think it's going to give them a lot of confidence. I think it'll make a lot of my chapter members excited about proficiencies. So I hope that I can give them the encouragement to keep trying.
Elizabeth, there's a lot of younger FFA members in attendance here at this national convention. What words of advice would you give them if that's something they would like to do someday?
Never doubt yourself. I never dreamed that I would be a proficiency national finalist, honestly. So never doubt yourself and keep trying, no matter how large you think your project is. It's always possible.
So what's your future career plans look like?
I am currently at the University of Findlay. I hope to become a reining horse trainer.
Elizabeth Hayes. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.